spinning. He felt dizzy. Was God finding fault with him? He was a good pig. He noticed his tie was off kilter and hurried to straighten it. Not perfect, but at least better than that fellow over there in the yellow jacket. Or the guy in the blue. Or any of these people, for that matter. Then it hit him. He was looking down on those people. Right then, right there, just like God had said. And he'd done it yesterday, and the day before, 20 times a day at least. Norman's face grew hot. God was right. He was selfish. He was prideful. For the first time in his life, the good pig had to face the fact that he had been very, very bad. His pride and his goodness was his sin. He buried his face in his hands and hurried home, tears splashing on his neat gray suit. From his window, Sidney saw his neighbor return and froze in shock. Was he crying? Sidney couldn't breathe. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. If that's what a visit with God did to that guy, oh, he was doomed. Hands shaking, Sidney tried one more time to get his tie to lie just right. Why was it so hard? Now, where was his hat? Not on the hook, of course. Oh, under the couch. Hat in hand, he peeled the pale blue envelope off the door and stepped outside. A bird was singing that morning, but Sidney didn't hear it. The sun was shining brightly, but Sidney didn't see it. Doomed, he thought. Doomed. Sidney trudged down the sidewalk and suddenly was back in school. A little pig headed down the long hall toward the principal's office. Hands sweating, heart racing, doomed. He'll see right through me, Sidney thought as he turned onto Elm Street. My messes, my mistakes, everything! And then he was there. Though he had walked as slowly as he could, he was there. Sidney stepped inside. He tried to say something to the woman at the front desk, but found he couldn't speak. She smiled and motioned him to a heavy wooden door down the hall. He gulped. A few moments later, he stood before the door. He wanted to run away. He wanted to hide, but there was no place to go and nothing to hide behind. So, hat in hand, he pushed open the door and slipped inside. And there, behind the desk, was God. Sidney gulped again. I'm glad you could come, God said, smiling. Sidney tried to respond, but couldn't make a noise. I want to tell you something, God continued as he came around the desk. Sidney glanced around nervously. Maybe if he apologized. First of all, God began, I love you. Sidney startled, surprised. Secondly...